Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming your way this hour here on the DA, is Duke still elite if Zion Williamson is not back to play for them after the awkward fall last night at Cameron Indoor? I can't believe all of the attention on last night's game. I can't believe everybody and the promotion surrounding the hype of last night's game, and then that it was a complete bust. I mean, really, what are the odds? What are the odds that the one time Zion's sneaker blows out, it happens 30 seconds into his most watched, most hyped game of his career to this point? What are the odds that it happened there and not in a different game, at a different time? What are the odds that Zion doesn't come down and break open his Nike sneaker in practice? Instead, it was on a Wednesday night with the college basketball universe on an island to itself because there was no NBA games, with ESPN hyping the hell out of this game for the entire week on every show. And then the first 30 seconds it happens. Didn't happen in November against Army. Didn't happen earlier this season against Eastern Michigan. Wasn't a December game against Yale or Princeton. This wasn't a conference game against Wake or Georgia Tech. This was the first 30 seconds of UNC Duke in the premier window for college basketball. What are the odds? And what are the odds as well that college basketball's entire existence has been brought to its near knees by the undercurrent, the underbelly, the darkness of the sneaker culture, which has already claimed one Hall of Fame coach in Rick Pitino, and now it's a sneaker that blows up this college basketball season? The metaphors are too many to count. So now we have to wonder, does Zion play again for Duke? What does Zion's MRI say today? What's Duke's title hopes look like post-Zion? What does Duke versus North Carolina look like in a couple of weeks at the Dean Dome? I'm heading up to the Carrier Dome on Saturday to see Syracuse and Duke. I was tracking ticket prices last night. Tickets dropped nearly $200 per overnight after this injury. The entire college basketball world changed because a sneaker broke open. And it was a sneaker! It wasn't his shorts or a compression sleeve. It was a sneaker, of course. So we'll discuss the ins and outs of Duke's possibilities coming up here on the show later on in this hour. But I do want to touch on Antonio Brown here. Because Antonio Brown looked like a man that you could not trust. He was shouting from the rooftops. We here in New York City deal with this type of guy a lot. You walk onto the subway, and here's a guy yelling about Jesus or Armageddon or the government or aliens. Happens all the time. He's holding something, reading something, got a pamphlet to hand you. Sometimes he looks like a bum, like Jacob Wilkins looked like on Monday. Sometimes he looks very well-dressed. Sometimes he smells awful. Sometimes he smells like cologne. Sometimes he is sleeping and muttering to himself in a drunken or drug-induced haze outside Penn Station. Sometimes he's in a beautiful park with all types of birds chirping around him. And he looks lucid. You just never know who the crazy guy is. And Antonio Brown seemed like the crazy guy. He's going on every handle, every social media platform, and he's doing everything he can to be the bad kid. He's putting himself photoshopped in different uniforms. He's declaring a farewell to the fans. He's retweeting trade possibilities. He's then liking tweets about Ben Roethlisberger's sexual assault allegations. He's then doing Facebook Live from his elliptical, talking about guaranteed money. I mean, he's doing everything he can to shout, get me out of here. I'm the bad kid. You don't want me. Get me out. Get me out. Get me out. And he seems like a crazy person that you can't trust. Not only is it all about football, but he also has some crazy person tendencies in his personal life as well. Apparently throwing furniture off of his balcony, nearly hitting a kid on the ground. Antonio Brown has had some problems. And he says that Ben Roethlisberger, protected of the organization, he can criticize us, we can't criticize him. It's the game within the game that nobody knows about. And you're going, yeah, I've heard this before from the crazy guy on the subway. And yet, here's Kevin Colbert. Here is Kevin Colbert, his general manager, who now validates everything that Antonio Brown was saying. By yesterday, with reporters, saying that Ben Roethlisberger is untouchable. Here is the general manager of the Steelers saying that Ben Roethlisberger has the right to criticize anybody, including me. And he comes off, Kevin Colbert, the GM, sounding like one of the girls in Mean Girls that just wants to be friends with the popular girls and don't care about if they torture you for the rest of your high school career. Kevin Colbert said he is the unquestioned leader, Ben Roethlisberger, of the locker room. Unquestioned. He's the elder statesman. If our players were smart, they'd listen to him because he's been there. He's done it. He can tell them, no, what you guys are doing is not good enough. I want them to step up and say, hey, Ben, what do I have to do? Can I do this better? What do we have to do to win a Super Bowl? Right now, he's the only one who knows what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I've got no problem with him. He can call me out, and that's fine. What he does, I totally respect. And then, the ultimate. He says, I honestly believe that there can be a burden on Ben more often than he may like to admit because he's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. How stupid can you be? How stupid can you be, Kevin Colbert? Do you think Alejandro Villanueva, who served in the Army, likes to be called a kid under Ben Roethlisberger? Do you think Joe Hayden, who had a Pro Bowl career before he even got to the Steelers, likes to be called a kid under Ben Roethlisberger? Do you think 9-year veteran Morgan Burnett likes to be called a kid under Ben Roethlisberger? Do you think guys like John Bostic or Marcus Gilbert, do you think these guys who have played in the league for 6, 7, 8, 9 years like to be called a kid under Ben Roethlisberger? Darius Hayward Bay has been in the league for 10 years. Do you think he likes to be called a kid, one of 52 kids under Ben Roethlisberger? If this is what the GM thinks of you, thinks of the roster, it's already a distorted view of leadership. Ben Roethlisberger's going to the Hall of Fame one day, but he's not as decorated as Tom Brady. He's not held to the same esteem as Drew Brees. Do you think Sean Payton considers his roster 52 kids that Drew Brees has to take care of? Do you think Bill Belichick looks at his roster as 52 kids Tom Brady has to babysit? No way! Because if that's the truth, then you haven't built a very good roster. What Kevin Colbert does in one fell swoop is validates all of what Antonio Brown said. And now you can't say that Antonio Brown's a crazy person. Antonio Brown's tactics to get here are annoying, and they're volatile, and they're petty, and they're childish. But he is highlighting a total dysfunction inside the Steelers. The Steelers GM is saying, man, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, he's so good, he can criticize me. You want to criticize me? I'm not worthy here, Ben. And he's got 52 kids to take care of. 52 kids. Could you imagine viewing the quarterback as taking care of the entire roster of children? 52 kids to take care of? 52 kids? That is the most disrespectful thing you can say to a locker room of professional athletes. These are guys in their 20s or 30s. They don't look at themselves as kids. Kevin Colbert just stuck his foot in his mouth. That is going to never, ever, ever sit right in that locker room. Ever. That won't ever sit right in that locker room with those guys. That Ben Roethlisberger is put on this pedestal despite his problems and his baggage, and the roster's looked at as 52 kids under him. Colbert, you did it now, my man. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, more on Duke post Zion. And yesterday, we had some fun at the expense of Jacob Wilkins looking nearly dead in his Monday update. We also did an entire PGP about how to redeem his career. And now Jacob wants to defend himself here on the show. So Jacob will call in next to defend himself. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Little wet, little drippy, 24/7. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Glad you're with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Joe tweets, mega props to Bogus for winning the death gauntlet that is honestly insurmountable. He's an all-timer, truly all-timer, the GOAT. Dixieland Dan tweets, Bogus just ran the CBS Sports Radio version of the American Ninja Warrior course without even a little stumble. That was really impressive, sir. A lot of props coming out for Bogus for the way that he handled a very difficult on-air radio situation, getting peppered with difficult questions from the host a couple of nights ago on After Hours. And let's just say that Bogus did an amazing job sidestepping potential landmines and grenades. You can listen to this entire show. Full episodes are available on iTunes. Search DA and CBS. Also, you can check us out on our audio page. That is daoncbs.com. Is Duke still elite without Zion Williamson? They're still elite, but they're not insurmountable. They're not unbeatable. Cam Reddish, Barrett, those two guys are excellent lottery picks. Perhaps the number two and number three picks of the upcoming NBA draft. It's possible that the Duke Blue Devils have the top three picks in June's draft. However, you saw what Duke looked like last night without Zion. Now, I know they were shook, and North Carolina's a good team. But that was a Duke squad that was back to number one at home, at Cameron Indoor, and they never recovered after Zion went down. Reddish and Barrett are great. But you can't say that they're nearly as dominant as they are with Zion Williamson. So they are beatable. It still makes them interesting. But Zion had a totally different magnetism. Totally different. Zion brought to the table an impossible, you can't believe this is happening quality. And we don't often get that in college basketball these days. Because once you're good enough to leave, you leave. I think what I've been most impressed about with Zion is he not only was the most explosive player in college basketball, he became a pretty well-rounded player in college basketball. He was really good on the block. He was really good rebound-wise. He was really good on putbacks. His shot can improve. Maybe he'll never become a great sharpshooter. But he didn't just come in as a highlight reel that had to wait for the perfect instance to throw down a dunk. He could create points. And I thought that comps to Charles Barkley, which Jim Boeheim gave him, and Larry Johnson, that Kendall Gill gave him, were pretty good comps. This guy had the lower body power of guys like Barkley, LJ, and also the explosion of a shooting guard. He's an amazing talent. He's the number one pick in the NBA draft if he never plays another minute for Duke, even with this injury. And because of it, I just don't think that he can afford to come back, which really stinks because I was really hoping to see him in March Madness. But once you have a knee buckle like that, I don't know why you would rush back instead of just taking your time. You'll get drafted number one overall. And then when you finally come back to play basketball, you'll be getting paid to play basketball. Yesterday at this time on this show, we broke down and analyzed Jacob Wilkins' appearance on the DA show on Monday. At the time, Mraz was lecturing me, scolding me for quote-unquote freezing him out of the offense, that Jacob had been a big part of the show before, then he had what many consider right now, radio historians and DA show historians are considering the worst segment in DA show history when he joined us from the baseball winter meetings and just threw up a complete dud.
A seafood platter for all tonight.
Jacob was employed to go out there and to give us a series of kind of funny, kooky, off-the-wall play-by-play cuts from silly minor league baseball teams like the Jumbo Shrimp and the Garbage Can Raccoons and stuff like this, and he didn't. He decided not to. He buckled under the pressure. So he comes in on Monday, does the update, and to be quite honest, he looked disheveled. I mean, he just looked disheveled. And so Mraz was lecturing me for not bringing him part of the offense. We got into this conversation yesterday in this time slot at this segment, and then Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com with the simulcast posted a picture of what appeared to be Jacob slouched over like Weekend at Bernie's, Bernie Lomax, in front of the microphone, and we all just started howling, roaring in laughter, and it became one of the funniest segments we've done in a while. Then it spilled over into the PGP yesterday. Well, Jacob has reached out to me, and he's looking for redemption. And so we have Jacob on the phone right now. Jacob Wilkins, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, great to be here. So much to unpack, DA, just from that brief introduction. First of all, I want to thank Mraz. You know, I feel I have delivered Brady-esque championship-type material to this show, Manning-esque. And so when you have that pedigree, and you might be, and look, you know, Eli Manning struggled last year against the Cowboys, you know, similar to my struggles from the winter meetings, and then maybe you come in a little sleep-winded, a little under the weather on Monday, you expect your leader of the mothership to pump you up, to give you a rep to get you back in the offense. And to be frozen, I was tempted to go on an Antonio Brown-type tweet and ask to be traded to Tiki and Tierney.
Well, you know what? When you put it that way, that's fair. But let me tell you here, Jacob, you came in and you were sleepwalking. Let's face it. Your hair was disheveled. You hadn't had a haircut in a million years. Obviously, it looked like you were asleep during your updates. You had an oversized sweater on. What was the look going on? You hadn't shaved in weeks, it looked like. What happened on Monday?
Well, all right. Let's correct some of these falsehoods. It's been about 3 weeks since a haircut. I've actually scheduled one for today and just didn't have the hair slicked back. Now, no excuses, but when you get up at a quarter to three, you're just thinking, can I get my pants on one leg at a time? You don't think of all the accoutrements. I also heard from dermatologists around the country. They were very offended by the harsh treatment of those, you know, that irritated skin, which the winter can be so harsh on under the eyelashes. I might need to use some of your makeup next time. But that sweater, actually, it's a fabulous Argyle V-neck and has gotten a lot of compliments over the years. Now, I thought Kaplan's web production was fantastic, and I was dying laughing in the car for multiple repetitions of seeing that.
All right, this is all fair. Jacob Wilkins joins us as part of his redemption tour here. Now, Mraz, you were the one that took shots at the rash.
Yes, I did.
On Jacob's face. What do you have to say about that?
Well, look, as somebody whose real last name is Mraz, anytime I see a rash, my antenna goes up because I'm always going to compare it. Jacob, I got to be honest, I felt like I was having a conversation with you and it at the same time on Monday. So I know that DA and others had seen it as well. And I know DA how he feels about germs and all this other stuff. And the only thing I could correlate you not getting reps in the offense was DA was a little scared of scurvy coming off your face.
Oh my goodness! Well, no, I am disinfected. I also want to clarify that I am speaking to you from my home. And of all the things said yesterday, the most offensive might have been the comparison to David Shepard.
That'd be producer Shep, who was literally homeless and living at the CBS Sports
Radio
Studios.
That was someone that was homeless. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that was just windburn on your face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, it happens in the winter, and usually in the morning I put on, you know, a little cream like most Americans do to just, you know, make sure we're polished up. And no, certainly, trust me, do that next time. But that was all. Yeah, nothing to be concerned about. Tell Ack, you know, it's not, there's no issues, you know, it's not contagious, you know, okay. Et cetera.
All right, now, Andrew Bogish suggested that you had another boss on the TV side say, hey, you got to clean up your act a little bit. Is this true?
Well, I'm not going to comment on other work. With regards to shaving, I am not a guy that can grow a strong beard. I wasn't. It's hard for me to pull off, you know, the disheveled look. I shave every, you know, couple days, depending on the situation. But I think I'm looking fine these days. Even today, just needed a little. You know, just feel fresher today.
Okay.
Feel better.
Okay. Do you feel like I put you in an impossible situation going out to the winter meetings and trying to do goofy play-by-play calls?
No, it's on me. I've got to say, you know, I've got to know my capabilities and my comfort level. And no, it's not impossible. But more impossible was Monday when I just, you know, I was just begging for the ball and just couldn't get a throw and just walked away downtrodden after the morning session.
Jacob, one from me here. This is Mraz back at CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I know it's you. Hi.
All right, so you speak about feeling like your appearance is okay, but also speak about maybe taking career that next step, a little seriousness here. Would you be open to a role in the offense here on the DA show where perhaps we could do our own version of extreme DA makeover where we bring you in, we groom you up? You say you have a haircut scheduled later. Maybe we change your hair appearance, your skin appearance, even some clothes if maybe we brought in a female expert on this and ran a little. Would that be something you're open to in the near future?
Oh, sure. Look, I have a lovely orange, you know, I'm trendy with the orange vests and the boots. I mean, I think I'm one of the more fashionable people at the station, to be frank. But Sure, of course I'm open to any sort of way to enhance my appearance. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so maybe an extreme Jake-over we will have here on the Daily Show.
Great branding.
Coming up here. All right, well, look, what I can tell you is you've opened up some eyes just with this phone call right now. Appears a lot of people are right now... They're supporting you. You had good energy today. You had a lot of the right answers. You took the responsibility on yourself, although you did throw me under the bus to open things up that I didn't work into the offense as well on Monday. But
fairly, though.
Perhaps fairly. I think that this was an important step back in your image rehabilitation.
Well, Deanne, you know, we have an open relationship. I mean, I value my longstanding relationship with the show, with the D'Aliens, with the mothership. In multiple time slots, so I want to make sure we get this right.
All right, one final question from the back here.
Yes, Mr. Wilkins, this is Pete Pilotti, board op. Wanted to ask you, do you consider yourself a sideshow?
A sideshow? What do you mean?
Do you want to come across as a serious personality, or do you want to be a little goofy and be a little different?
No, I don't think they're mutual. I think you can be different, but I think... More towards the serious route. Yes, that's, you know, I think as you grow older, you want to be able to expand and use different muscles in the repertoire.
Okay, so you're looking for a role here that's kind of goofy but kind of serious because you're getting older.
I don't love the term goofy. I think, obviously, sense of humor is a big part, but that I can weigh in on more serious or more sports-related topics as well.
Oh, so you want to be...
I think Barash strikes the perfect balance in this.
So you want to be a bit of an analyst that we take seriously, an insider?
Sure.
Huh. Well, I don't know if we have a role for that.
Can we dress you up as like a penguin or something? As you do that.
All right. Thank you. Jacob Wilkins joining us here on the show, looking for his redemption tour aboard the DA show. We appreciate you being
thank
with
you,
us.
DA.
Yeah. All right. He's not dead. That's good. That's number one. Also not homeless, that's number two, that's good. But I just don't know if we have a role for a serious analyst around here.
Look, I mean, if the Alliance primetime grows, we might, I mean, this might become a three-hour budget on a Monday.
All right.
That's true. We have not heard back yet on our pitch to Sir Dundon.
I like Bilotti's idea. Yeah, Jacob, you could be really serious as an analyst here on the show. You're just going to dress up as a penguin.
This is Billy Madison.
When we come back here on the show, the cut line, the stories that did not make the cut, plus your epic fail, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Thursday to you, everybody. We appreciate and thank you for spending some time with us each and every day, 9 until noon Eastern Time, 6 until 9 Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to us across the CBS Sports Network, the radio network, and then also on Sirius XM Channel 206. And on your phone, you can stream us using the CBS Sports app, radio.com app, or Apple Music. Send us your tweets at DA on CBS. Join CBS on the road to the Final Four with a great NCAA basketball this weekend. Really good weekend of college hoops. Saturday, 1:30 Eastern Time, 10:30 Pacific, Auburn heads to Lexington to take on the fourth-ranked Kentucky Wildcats, followed by number 16 Florida State versus number 8 UNC in Chapel Hill, coming off the big win at Cameron Indoor yesterday for the Tar Heels. Then on Sunday, Villanova tips off against Xavier at 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. And the weekend concludes with number 7 Michigan hosting number 10 Michigan State. Madness is in the air. Big weekend. Good weekend. Last night, though, was so deflating. Let's be real. It was so deflating. Zion was the biggest draw in college basketball. And yet here he is going down to the first 36 seconds yesterday. Bob tweets, DA, your love affair with Zion is sickening. Guy is a freak, but he isn't the best pro prospect on his own team. Cam Reddish and JT Barrett will be better pros than Zion. Hashtag overhyped. I think Reddish and Barrett could be excellent in the pros. I think they all have really big pro potential. But we've seen Cam Reddish and JT Barrett come through college basketball before. We have not seen Zion. And I understand the Zion hype train has been crazy, especially if you've been following it like I have since high school. But what you see from Zion is just different. Look, do you hear coaches around college basketball, players around the NBA come out or talk openly about what Cam Reddish could be? No. Is LeBron showing up to go watch Cam Reddish or JT Barrett? No. LeBron and the rest of America, basketball-wise, is enraptured by Zion because we have not seen Zion's explosion and his gift of power of Thor with agility and flying through the air, perhaps ever. And I think it's totally okay to accept that, that we just haven't seen a player like Zion before. And when he's doing those types of dunks in high school games, and then those types of dunks in college basketball games, and he's one of the best players in college basketball while doing so, he's not just a gadget. He's more than that. All I know is in watching basketball, I haven't seen anybody that flew like that at that size. The two best comps people have come up with, as I mentioned, was Barkley and Larry Johnson. And those guys were amazing, but they didn't fly through the air and throw down tomahawk slams and 360 spins and windmill dunks the same way that Zion does. It's amazing, and I think that he will be a glorious prospect as a pro as well. And he should be the number one pick of the NBA draft. Sarah tweets, you talking about Kevin Colbert, the Steelers GM, and what an idiot he is literally icing on the cake. I might be a Steelers fan, but this is ridiculous. Hashtag Drama Kings. Hashtag how could it happen?
How did that happen?
How could it happen?
What a stupid run by Kevin Colbert. Mike tweets, as a Raven diehard, I got to admit how I love the daily dysfunction in Pittsburgh. I wish the Steelers nothing but the worst since they only like to remind everyone of their six rings. Hashtag Lahu Zahers. They're a disaster right now, and Colbert's just a mess. How to call the rest of that roster? 52 kids under Ben Roethlisberger? What are you doing? It should be noted there is some major feedback on social media regarding Jacob Wilkins. Lewis in Palmdale tweets, Jacob took responsibility for his actions. Give this guy another chance and some new clothes. Hashtag save Jacob.
A seafood platter for all tonight.
Dixieland Dan tweets, Wilkins sounds more fired up from trying to defend how he looks than he was to give DA some of his very own play-by-play calls for minor league baseball, and doing so gave us the worst segment ever.
He faked us all out.
Adriana tweets, anyone who says twerking his face needs to accept he will never go down the path of being a serious analyst.
Well, you know, it's a lot of nice weather.
Senor Pantleg tweets, why does Jacob Wilkins talk like a 55-year-old smarmy, pinched-nose game show host? No redemption.
Wiener.
And now he is twerking his face.
Ka-ching.
Dixieland Dan tweets, listening to Jacob leads me to believe Wilkins equals huge freeze minus about 300 pounds. We have our new random segment guy that just doesn't sing crappy karaoke songs. Maybe we make Wilkins do the wienership Robbie wouldn't do.
All right.
Wiener.
Look, I'm glad that Jacob brought energy, enthusiasm, and some fight to the table here. But Jacob, I just don't see a role in this offense for a serious analyst. We've got one. Me.
Says the guy who just did a half an hour on Jacob Wilkins.
It's an absolute stunner.
What? I'm going to toss to Jacob for insight on Zion's knee scope? I mean, what am I going to do here?
That's why you need the costume.
As Bilotti said, dress up as a penguin. Then maybe we got a role for you. Okay? What? Let's go to Jacob Wilkins to the phone for more on the Manny Machado signing? I mean, what? What kind of role is that? What is he qualified to be an insider of, guys? What?
I don't know. Literally 10 minutes ago, as he mentioned, Dave Shep
Sheps out there. He just asked me if we needed an NBA insider soon on the show.
Again, no. We got enough guys on the show.
Get them out.
Okay, if you've noticed anything from this show, we need you to sing karaoke songs. We need you to perhaps do play-by-play of a chicken nugget eating competition. Those are the roles we're looking to fill.
We need you to be Rob Schneider in an Adam Sandler movie. Correct. That's what we're looking for.
I'm a fan of the man they call Huge Freeze.
That's right. We got everything else. We need you to be Rob Schneider in The Waterboy.
Murder, okay? She wrote. Murder, she wrote.
Bit player, you come in, you make us laugh. All right? That's what we're looking for.
You know your role.
You know your role. Serious analyst? What? What? More hot stove news with Jacob Wilkins. No, nobody cares. Come on.
I don't want any of those guys.
Seriously. I don't want any of those guys. It just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
We just don't hire guys to be insiders. Okay?
I don't want any of those guys.
Let's see. Let's break down the Super Bowl with Bart Scott or, oh, Jacob Wilkins is in the house. We'll bring him in for some deep dive into the offensive scheme that Sean McVay ran.
It just doesn't happen.
He does know college volleyball really well.
Okay. So if we need to break down Stony Brook women's volleyball, then maybe we'll bring in Jacob.
We have Bogus, too, for that.
That's exactly right. He calls all the same games Bogus does. What is the niche? We're looking for the niche, and the niche could be funky, goofy, crazy minor league baseball play-by-play guy. We don't have that niche filled. We got everything else filled.
A seafood platter for all tonight.
Okay. Now, our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The epic fail, of course, this morning has to be Jacob Wilkins.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Did you brainstorm anything and bring it to the table on Monday morning?
No, because I didn't know how you wanted to approach it.
Oh, but plus, you didn't ask me either.
I only signed with Sean because he said I'd be his only client, so he cannot help Jacob.
And I'm sorry. I don't mean to pile on. There was some big mark on his face. I couldn't stop looking at him.
I noticed that, too.
It's a rash.
From God knows what.
I don't know what's going on there.
She said, Jada, he's going to be okay. You get here when you can.
Well, let's hope us calling him a bum will encourage him.
A seafood platter for all tonight.
All right, we just spent 10 minutes discussing Jacob Wilkins' future here on the DA show.
No UNC Duke here.
Whether he's a bum, whether he's given up on life, his rash situation. Oh my God. Come on. And Kaplan now at watchda.com has posted a 4-person picture, like we're the Brady Bunch, with me, Mraz, and Bogus cackling, laughing at a still shot of what appears to be a dead Jacob Wilkins.
I will remember you.
He looks dead. What am I supposed to do with that guy, Bilotti?
I don't know. That's it.
Don't let your life pass you by.
What is wrong with
us? He looks dead. He looks literally dead, Bilotti. What kind of play can I run? Dead man float with him?
Build him back up.
Build him back up from dead?
Well, there you go. You got to go rock bottom.
There's your start.
But off screen, the innocence of childhood didn't last long.
Somebody
get him a warm blanket.
Out of water or something.
And maybe some Lubriderm from the bathroom for the thing on his face.
They're going to drugs, going to alcohol, because they were just so miserable.
That was funny of it. That's a long morning of being frozen out and reading Daytona results.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Did you see this story from a high school in Wisconsin where a cheerleading group, a cheerleader team, held an awards banquet? And they handed out awards to cheerleaders for Big Booby, Biggest Booty, and other awards like that. And Now there's an investigation from the ACLU accusing this Kenosha, Wisconsin Unified School District of creating a hostile environment for female students. What member of the cheerleading staff thought it would be a good idea to give away a big booty award? I mean, where does that rank in the pantheon of terrible decisions in 2019? How could anybody be offended at that? You just think that that's going to scoot underneath the radar. Everyone's going to be totally cool with that. I mean, what? Sometimes does it not just boggle the mind, the decision makers? Somebody thought, yeah, let's give away the Big Booby and Big Booty Awards for the cheerleaders. They'll love that, and nobody could possibly be offended by that. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer of The DA Show. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com. And thanks to Andrew Bogush on your headlines. Tomorrow, the Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linedahl in studio with us. I'm DA. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.